Pesachim, Perk Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ein Soilin as a Pesach, lo ala Shapud, velo ala Askela. One cannot roast the carbon Pesach on a spit. Now, this type of spit we're dealing with is made out of metal, so you can't, like, put it on a grill bar. Velo ala Askela, and also not on, like, a net made out of metal. And the Rav explains that what we're missing here is a chsuri mechzer here, and the Mishnah means to also say, however, if this net has large spaces in between it, and the understanding is that the animal is not touching the pieces of metal, then it's kosher. And now the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Tzadik, Maisav Rav Gamliel, Sha'amar L'Tavi Avdai. Rav Gamliel said to his servant, Tavi, Tzei Utzlei Lanu Es HaPesach Ala Askela, go roast for us carbon Pesach on this Askela. Now this Askela had to have been an Askela that had large spaces in between the grates, very large, obviously, because you had a whole animal here that couldn't have been touching any of the metal bars. Taisyanta brings Rashi in the Gemara that says that it's like our grates, but there's a very large distance in between the two grates, and the sheep was suspended in the space between the two grates, that none of the skin would touch any of the iron. Naga b'charso shel tanor, if the carbon Pesach touched the clay of the oven, meaning it touched part of the oven that was hot, so now it was cooked by that part of the oven, yiklof es makomo, so you'd peel away that area that touched it. Notaf mi roitfo al hacheres b'chazor alav, if some of the moisture of the carbon Pesach came out of the animal, went on to the cheres, went on to the oven, earthenware, and then went back onto the animal, yitol es makomo. So this is a different lashon of yikla. If it's yitol, you would take a little bit more of the meat, not enough just to peel away the outside, but rather, the Rav explains, you'd have to take away the thickness of a finger. That's the thickness, that's the shear, because now that you have oil that cooked it, so the oil was absorbed much more into the carbon than just touching the oven. So therefore, that's why in this case, when it's sort of fried by this oil, it goes a little deeper in, so that's why you have to take the thickness of a finger's worth. And finally, notaf me reitvo ala soilis yikmoitz es mekaimo. If you have moisture, oil of the carbon Pesach that fell into flour. Now, interesting, the Rav says that this flour was like boiling hot, and now the flour that's hot is cooking the oil of the carbon Pesach. What do you do here? Yikmoitz es mekaimo. You take a kmitza's worth, which is a handful, you take that amount off, and then the Rav says you have to burn it, just like other kachem that became pasul. Now, in the rest of this Mishnah, Taisus Yonta points out, the Rav never said that you had to burn the piece of meat that you peeled off, or you had to burn the etzba, the finger's worth of thickness that you had to take off. That's because that was a davar pashut, because everybody would just burn it, of course. But here, the question now is, we're dealing with food here, because now we have this amount of flour that they're going to use to eat, and therefore we had to teach us to be a little bit more careful and burn this kmitz of flour that cooked the oil, or I guess that was part of the oil. I think in the other cases, everybody knows that they would get rid of it anyway. Nobody was eating it anyway.